The Gerontological Society of America, Meaningful Lives as We Age.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the GSA Policy Intern Series. Today, I'm your host, Christina Mu, a former 2023 policy intern, and I'm joined here today by Haley Gallo-Sutherland. Haley was the inaugural Greg O'Neill policy intern in 2019. She was an alumni of the University of Southern California Leonard Davis School of Gerontology, and Haley is now a Medicaid researcher at Mathematica, where she focuses on home and community-based services, as well as people who are dually eligible for Medicare and Medicaid. Haley, would you like to say hi?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. So today, Haley, I'm going to ask you a few questions about your journey into aging research and your experience as a policy intern. But before we delve into all that fun stuff, we wanted to ask you a fun question. Haley, what is your hype song or your walk-up song?
My hype song is I Have Confidence from The Sound of Music, because I'm a musical theater nerd and I really like this song where Julie Andrews' character is trying to convince herself not to freak out. So I listen to it before every big test and interview, including the interview for the GSA internship.
Oh, that is wonderful and very relevant. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. So what brought you into the field of aging and policy?
It's probably a similar answer to every other gerontologist, which is I have really awesome grandparents. And I spent a lot of time with older family members and older people in my community when I was growing up. But then when I got to college, I focused a lot on Alzheimer's and cognition research. And in the summer before my senior year of college, I had my first exposure to DC, where I interned at the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. And that was my first exposure to how it was possible to combine research and policy and what kind of impact that intersection can have on society. And I've been hooked on aging policy ever since.
Wow, that sounds like a very impactful experience. What made you decide to apply for the GSA internship?
When I got to grad school, I was in a policy-focused lab in my PhD program, and I wanted to see how what I was studying in school and in all of my classes could actually be applied in the real world.
What was your favorite or most impactful experience during your internship?
I really appreciated the opportunity to attend congressional hearings and briefings. So we would go up to the Hill whenever a GSA member testified before Congress. And it was just so cool to see how all the people that I would bump into at the annual conference every November, they had the attention of lawmakers and they had the opportunity to use their research and their expertise to really have an impact on policy. And there was also this one time where we went to a Friends of the National Institute on Aging event up on the Hill, and someone was showing clips from the Pixar movie Inside Out while they talked about the science behind each of the scenes. And then they were also passing around a human brain to show all the Hill staffers which parts of the brain were involved in memory and emotion. And for some reason, there was also ice cream at that event. So that was a like really awesome day that kind of culminated all of my favorite parts of the internship, which is there was free food all the time. I got to go up to the Hill. I got to talk about policy and research and science. So that just was one of my favorite experiences of the summer.
That sounds so fun, honestly. I love free food. All of your worlds are meeting there. And how has this internship impacted your research, your current work, or your career path?
So the internship introduced me to a topic that would become my dissertation. And the Older Americans Act was up for reauthorization that summer. So GSA and other organizations met with congressional staffers all throughout the summer to talk about how the act could be improved. And that was my first experience to really go line by line through a piece of legislation and think about the importance of every single word. And then I actually ended up writing my dissertation on area agencies on aging, which are a huge component of the Older Americans Act. And the internship also impacted my career in that it introduced me to people and organizations outside of academia. So it really expanded my understanding of what was possible after graduation.
Mm-hmm. I see. And going a little off script here, as you were going line by line into the Older Americans Act, did you also work closely with Brian Lindbergh?
I did. Yeah. I worked really closely with Brian Lindbergh, and Brian and Trish D'Antonio were both really great mentors that summer. And I still reach out to both of them to seek guidance and mentorship. And that's something that I plan on doing throughout my career. So I feel really fortunate to have been able to work with the both of them.
Mm-hmm. And for our audience members, Brian Lindbergh is the policy advisor for GSA. And then Trish D'Antonio is the director of the Summer Policy Internship and also the VP of Policy and Professional Affairs at GSA. So Haley, what was the most challenging aspect of your internship?
I was studying for my qualifying exam that summer. So that was challenging to work a full-time job and then study on the evenings and weekends. But I made flashcards every weekend, and then I practiced them during my commute on the train every day. So it can be challenging to balance the internship and other grad school responsibilities, but I definitely think it was worth it.
You are very productive, and that is so relatable. I'm working on my dissertation while also doing the internship. It is extremely challenging. What did you do to help balance the two, or how were you able to balance the two responsibilities?
Luckily, one of the projects that I got to work on that summer was reviewing all of the old public policy and aging report articles, because we were planning a big release for the 75th anniversary, and we were going to highlight different articles that had been published over the years. So that kind of felt like I was studying for my qualifying exam while I was at work, because I was reading public policy and aging report issues. But yeah, I also was able to study on the train, and I got a library card, and I would go and study at the Library of Congress. And so that was a really cool opportunity to kind of put my head down and be inspired in this awesome space.
And do you have any advice for future interns or any final words to our audience today?
I'd say you can get as much or as little out of the internship as you want. And I'd recommend communicating with Trish D'Antonio about what your goals and interests are, and to take the initiative to set up informational meetings with people so that you can learn about new topics and career opportunities. And both Trish and Brian and other folks at GSA will help you to do that and really encourage you to do that.
Can't agree more with that advice. That is very good advice. And finally, to wrap things up, because we started with the fun question, we're ending with the fun question to go full circle. Do you have any Washington, D.C. recommendations?
I really liked the Smithsonian Folklife Festival that happens in the summer. There are a lot of free activities that happen around the 4th of July. Like on July 3rd, you can bring a picnic and go to the rehearsal for the big Capitol 4th rehearsal that they do on Independence Day. And you should also talk to Todd Kluss, because he has a long list of restaurants to try.
Oh, Todd and his recommendations. I also use those recommendations. He has a good list going there. All right. Thank you, Haley, so much for your time. It was a real pleasure catching up with you and learning more about your internship experience. For our audience out there, we hope this podcast episode was helpful and gave you a little bit more insight into the GSA internship experience. Please take care, and thank you so much for tuning in. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
The Gerontological Society of America was founded in 1945 to cultivate excellence in interdisciplinary aging research and education to advance innovations in practice and policy. For more information about GSA, visit geron.org. G-E-R-O-N.org.